Good evening. Welcome to this meeting of the A&R Committee on the 23rd of October 2023. This is Karen Widdowson, the Democratic Services Manager, speaking. Unfortunately, this evening we do not have a chair in place. Unfortunately, she's been stuck in traffic, and so therefore I'm starting the meeting off and request that a nomination is put forward by the members that are here. We have four members in attendance and the quorum is three. So please can I have a nomination for chair for this meeting only? Thank you.
So I nominate Sandra Woodward.
Sandra Woodward. Do we have a seconder for that?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor Dent. So if you'd like to come forward and now chair the meeting. Thank you.
Welcome everybody. My name is Councillor Sandra Woodward. Just like to start the meeting with the following announcement, please. So this meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or recordings is not under the Council's control. So item one is apologies. We have apologies from Councillor Bradshaw, and deputising for Councillor Bradshaw is Councillor Worrell. Item two is the minutes of the previous meeting, 21st of August, to receive and note. Anyone with any comments on that? We can agree those. Thank you. Item three, disclosures of pecuniary interests, whether registrable or non-registrable interests. Members, have you any interests to disclose?
No.
No? Thank you. Item four, I assume there's no questions under other committee procedures. 12.8 submitted?
No questions have been submitted.
Thank you. And then we're going to make a change to the agenda from item 5 to item 6, which is the Borough of Charnwood, Bradgate Road, Newton Linford tree preservation order. So just to run through this, there is reports A, B, C, D and E, but we'll take each item as it states in the agenda to get the whole picture. So first off, I will ask for an introduction to the report.
Okay. Just because we've gone out of order.
We have some apologies, yes.
So this is a... Right, so Borough Council, this is regarding tree preservation order which has been made but not confirmed for Bradgate Road, Newton Road, Linford tree preservation order 2023. Do you want me to say what the Council's had a planning and growth committee is? Do you want me to say the reasons why we're going forward? Which is just to say that this tree makes a significant contribution to the visual amenity and character appearance of Newton Linford.
Thank you. And I think we'll be getting more information now from Mark Fennell to present the case.
Yes, just to give a little bit of background, the council received a 211 notice, which is to do work to trees in the conservation area. This was sent to us in error from a property on 482 Bradgate Road. Those works subsequently carried out once the owner was notified that the tree wasn't protected. However, that generated us to look at the other trees along this section of Bradgate Road and give them some consideration as to whether we should be serving a TPO to ensure that they were protected long term and they were managed correctly. upshot of it was that a number of the trees had received a poor level of works which had disfigured them, and they were a variety of trees: ash, oak, maple, cherry, plum, cedar, beech, a number of others, but all were in really good physiological condition. So we considered those and excluded the young and poor and the really compromised trees and moved forward with a provisional tree preservation order. Once that tree preservation order was served, there were a number of objections raised. The first one was from number 484A Bradgate Road, and the concerns there were that the tree overhangs a private drive which restricts vehicle access and needs to be pruned back on most years. The tree's now unbalanced and we were asked to reconsider the TPO. The answer to that really is that, you know, there's photographs there at the back of the document showing this particular tree. The opinion of the tree officer was that, you know, this is still a worthy of protection, and it's really down to the committee to look at that and make that decision. In serving the TPO, it wouldn't mean that works could not be carried out. If they're done as stated here on a regular basis, then that can be done on a cyclical application. So you can put an application in to do a certain amount of works to a tree or a group of trees on an annual basis or on a biannual basis, and that permission can last for 5 or 10 years. So you don't need to, if you're doing minor works each year, you don't need to come back each year to obtain permission. Other objections were raised. Number 402 said that the tree that they'd been notified, one of the trees that they'd been notified, didn't belong to their property. It was in the adjacent property. So what we've had to do there is remove that flowering cherry from the order, because the owner hadn't been notified at that stage, and we would have to revisit that if we considered that tree specifically merited a TPO on its own. The third objection, evidence was given that this the particular tree T12 had already been cut down in October 2022. So all I can say, that may be an error in terms of where the tree officer was identifying. So that it was proposed that T12 should be removed from the order. Moving on. Fourth objection, D, was to do with a group of trees at number 470 Bradgate Road. It included one monkey puzzle and three yew. The monkey puzzle was not objected to, but the yews, the owner said that there were no yews on the site. Again, all I can say is that there are three trees that look like yews, but we couldn't confirm that they are yews. So again, given the wording of the order, it's recommended that those three trees are removed from the order as we move forward for confirmation. The fifth objection was from number 400 Bradgate Road. The representation here was that this tree, T23, already had a TPO served in 2020. All I can say is whether there was some confusion, because we checked the records and this tree is not covered by a tree preservation order, so it's proposed that that should remain within the order and move forward for confirmation. So given those modifications, it's recommended that the order moves forward for confirmation on that basis.
Thank you, Mark.
Can I just, for the notes, just clarify? With D, you say there's one monkey puzzle and three U, although it's been stated it's one monkey puzzle only. So you're removing what's classed as a three U.
Yes, because because we weren't able to identify that there were definitely U's. Mm-hmm. So moving forward, it would be safe to ensure that the tree preservation order is not challenged legally, that we remove those from the order.
And keep the one.
And just keep the monkey puzzle on that particular property. Okay.
Thank you. So, members, it's a chance now to ask Mark any questions.
So, can I start with A, which is the objection about the tree overhanging the private drive restricting individuals? I appreciate that there is an avenue where that person, as I understand it, could apply for a 5 to 10 year permission and they would be able to prune it annually. Putting myself in the shoes of the resident, what is the ease with which they could get that permission, or are they going to go into a meeting and potentially not get, does that make sense, not get that permission? What's the likelihood of them actually being granted that?
It's difficult for me to judge that, because when you will need to serve an application to do works to a TPO tree, and you have to express the exact works, and we then have to give consideration as to whether those works are going to damage or disfigure that tree or impact on its amenity. Now, if we're talking about maintaining a clear access along the drive, I can't see that would be an issue. What we might recommend, and I think is indicated actually in the letter of objection about the tree being unbalanced, mm-hmm. you would seek to ensure that those works balance the tree. So if you were taking some branches off one side, you'd seek to have some removed from the other side as well to balance the tree. So the works would only be refused if they were going to impact on the amenity value of the tree, or they were going to cause long-term harm to it.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the time scale for that resident deciding they want to apply for the 5 to 10 year permission, and that going through? Obviously, I'm still learning, but this first went in May 2023 as an indicative, and now we're considering it, if that makes sense, to confirm it. So I'm just wondering if that person today said, okay, I'll put in a 5 to 10 year permission, how long would that process take for that to be granted?
It takes 6 to 8 weeks
okay.
from the submission of the application.
Thank you. Beginning.
Yes. Just going back to G3 with the monkey puzzle tree and the possibly three yew trees. If we remove the three yew trees, is there going to be plan to actually go back to those and actually re-identify those to decide whether they actually are used and whether they need protection?
It would be good practice for us to do that. It would just be down to resources. However, you know, if the committee suggests that action should be taken, then it is something that we would prioritise.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions on this?
So one of the letters received mentioned to, I think it's Ash, and to the rear of their property, and raised a query as to why they had not been included, I believe, two oak trees. So this was from Steve Scrine, with the person with the monkey puzzle and the U. It says, you also omit to state there are two oak trees at the rear, which I would have thought would require a preservation order. I'm not, but I'm just wondering where that got integrated.
Those trees may well the criteria for a tree preservation order. My understanding is that the tree officer, when they looked at this, was looking at the trees in the front gardens that gave an impact to the street scene.
Okay, so they'd just be a separate consideration.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any more? No? Thank you. Okay, if we can move on and ask the objectors. Thank you for coming both. If you have any questions you'd like to ask Mark.
No, the first thing is that we're all in favour of tree preservation. What I noticed was that you had named the trees incorrectly. They are actually cypress trees. And we don't want them removed. Well, we would like to possibly move one of them because it's affecting the monkey puzzle tree. And we had the local tree warden down to look at it, and he said, yes, it is affecting your monkey tree, which is a really nice tree. So we're quite happy to keep the preservation order on two of the trees, but if we're allowed to remove the other cypress tree, which is affecting the monkey puzzle tree.
Yeah, so even if all three trees were covered by the TPO, if there was a professional assessment as to one of the trees was actually impacting significantly on two of the trees, which were perhaps more important, then you may well get permission to remove the tree anyway, even under the tree preservation order. Right. The only thing you'd be required to do would be to replant. Now, generally, that unless there's some formal agreement, that replanting would have to be the same species in the same location, which in this situation would cause the same problem further down the line. So I think we would then be, to a degree, certain flexibility in terms of species and exact location. Mm. I think it's probably something that we would seek to be replanted in the front garden, but not necessarily in that location. But I'm talking hypothetically because it would be. You know, an application that is determined then on its own merits with the professional assessments submitted with it.
The other thing is, well, part of it is that we've got a beech hedge at the front, and which means that from the point of view of looking into our garden, you can photograph it, you can hardly see the trees because the beech hedge is so high anyway. So, you know, it doesn't really affect them.
We've got photographs.
Yeah. If you want to see them. But that's the front look.
Now, I will pass the...
They're not very good, are they? Oh, and that's the front too.
And this is the front as well.
I'll take them round. This is the front of your property.
Yeah, there's a monkey tree, and those are those trees, and that's the tree there that we affected the monkey
tree. Is that
tree,
the cypress trees?
And those are three of cypress trees. That's
or
a bush.
Trees, which
see what I mean?
That's a black
yeah.
Tree.
Thank
you.
This is the oak tree. Those at the back, which are different this year.
Thank you. This suggests the exact entry date.
It's the atrium. Can I keep those for the final?
Can do,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's all
good. Yes. Sorry, they're not very good.
But that's the one we say.
That's the monkey puzzle. He's right. So from this side, there's the beach, and you can't see those. You can't see from their side.
Yeah.
Mark, do you want to have a look at those as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is very interesting.
So if it's okay, we can move on and ask the people present to present your case for keeping...
We're quite happy to have keep preservation order on two of them. It's just that the one that's affecting the monkey puzzle tree...
It would just be quicker if we didn't have to apply for to have... if it's got a TPO on, we've still got to apply.
It goes through all the rigmarole of applying, whereas if we only had it on the two, then... Because as you can see from the photographs, it does affect the monkey puzzle. It's growing into it, you see. The monkey puzzle tree is growing into the... and according to our tree warden, it's affecting the monkey.
But, we're all in favour of preservation.
Oh, yeah, because we want to... the two oak trees at the back, we want... A preservation of what is on, because it's a very old and a very big one. If we moved, somebody might think, well, we'll get those down.
I understand. Yes. Thank you.
Chair,
Chair, just through you, just to say that I think that the recommendation is that the yew trees are removed because they've obviously been incorrectly identified. So what may be, I mean, obviously, what I think Mark is saying is that if we do confirm the order, we do it with modifications, remove those three trees, at which point, if Mark then was minded to make another TPO, is that's the point where we'd make the representations in terms of what's being asked tonight, wouldn't it? You'd be looking at that at that point, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So was that the tree he's talking about isn't actually in the TPO then?
Well, if you go with the modifications that Mark's proposing, they are at the moment, but they've been incorrectly identified, so I agree with Mark that legally we perhaps need to remove those at this point.
Can I just ask a question? Is it possible, I think I know the answer, I'm just checking, to agree with the modification to remove the 3U and but amend that to now include 2 cypress, or do they have to be separate?
Well, I think what I don't doubt that that is right, I think Mark was trying to say, actually, can we just get a proper clear view of what it is, because, you know, and I think we just want to get our opinion on am I right there, Mark?
Yeah, because the problem would be is while you're starting to look at including trees that weren't necessarily surveyed as part of this.
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
therefore, there's a process to go through.
I think it's tidier and neater if you just keep the one tree. Remove those, because as I say, you can go back and look at a TPO again. You can make one, can't you, on the other three?
Mm-hmm. Yes, if necessary.
So, members of the committee, do you have any questions for the objectors?
Apologies, Karen.
I was just going to say, we mustn't forget as well that there is a representation regarding tree T9, and there's a written submission, so we do need to consider that as well. I don't think that you need to read that out.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So, in relation to Report A, Tree T9, Mr. and Mrs. Cooper, this is an email sent on Friday the 13th. We have spoken to you this morning regarding a possible TPO on our cedar tree. Unfortunately, we are unable to attend your meeting and send apologies, but we'd like the following points taken into consideration before a decision is finalised. We don't want to chop down or pollard the cedar. The tree has been trimmed most years on the lower branches for health and safety reasons. The nature of the tree is for the lower branches to hang low, especially during winter months. Also, we have to ensure our neighbour's entrance driveway is accessible. That's Cork Hall Farm, Mr. and Mrs. Jenny. We do have some concern. The tree is already looking unbalanced due to the pruning that is necessary to maintain unrestricted access to the adjoining drive. Prior to this possible TPO notification, we were going to raise the skirt around the trunk to improve the visual shape of the tree from the street view when entering or leaving the village. As this TPO would impact on Cork Hall Farm, they may also have an issue with this. We would be grateful if you would convey our concerns to the relevant people, please. And that's from Mr. and Mrs. Cooper at 484A Bradgate Road, New Townington.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
And then back to the script of asking Mark any questions.
Yes, so apologies both. So if members have any questions for the objectors? No?
Not me.
Thank you.
Not really sure.
It's Mark.
So do you have any questions for the objectors, Mark?
No further questions.
Thank you. So, is there anything anybody needs from any of the parties to be able to consider the decision? No? Okay, thank you. I need to make the following statement. The committee, with the advice of its legal advisor as necessary, will now discuss this matter and then decide whether or not the order should be confirmed, and if so, whether with or without modification. During this part of the meeting, the parties may not participate. However, this remains a public meeting and the parties may continue to observe if they so wish. And then the process that follows is we have a discussion, and then we need a proposer and seconder, and then we vote, and then the legal advisor would confirm that outcome. So, to begin the discussion. So, if the committee is deciding to confirm the order without modification, if we're deciding not to confirm the order at all, or if we're deciding to confirm the order with modification. So that's just a summary of the options. Any thoughts?
Well, I think with modifications, if it removes them trees that are, you know, the offending trees, I think we ought to go for the TPO with moderation.
To take them into an A, B, C, D and E. Mm. Would that be easier?
It would be, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and then you can just talk about them, and then I can, yeah.
So, report A, which is Treaty 9, which was the 484A Bradgate Road, yeah. And that was the letters read out as well from the objector. So this was the one where it was the access to the driveway.
I'm minded to appreciate the comments of the residents. Even though I know we're going one at a time,
yeah.
My overall stance is I think all of them make sense. I'm happy with all of the modifications, but the only one I'd be minded to reconsider is A. We've had an objection come in immediately, serving of a notice. We've had the pictures come in. We've had the people write in addition to the meeting. This is clearly something they feel very strongly about. It's their tree, it's on their land. It's something they live with every day, and they're still saying the same issue. As I understand it, the whole tree preservation order was quite holistic. It was trees all along one road for the amenity of the whole area. So if you were, it's the only one that any resident has raised any personal concerns, and they've done so in every possible way that they can. So if that one was to be taken out of the order, I still think it would achieve the overall objective of the original TPO, which was the amenity value of the whole street, because you've got, is it 20? Just when you're looking, you've got a high number of trees. As I understand it, lots of people have written back, had a quick look through in support of them, saying, yep, we're happy with this, actually, we put a TPO on this, actually, we'd like it on 2 out of 3. So there's I feel like there's a reaction from the area that's very supportive of this. So I think we could both support residents who are raising concerns about it and achieve the objective of the whole TPO by reconsidering A. Okay. And I think that would achieve a better outcome, the best outcome overall for everybody. Okay. That would be where I'm minded.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's because you don't think it would change the impact on the amenity.
Yeah, I think because it's a TPO for a large number, my understanding is that it's the whole amenity value of the whole street.
Yeah, yeah.
So if just one, because it's the only one where people have come back really quite strongly and said, no, this is impacting our day-to-day life. We have to prune it every year. If we wanted to carry on, as we see it, having access to our driveway, we're going to have to apply for permission. If it was that tree on its own, I think I might be minded differently. But I think you could, because you're always balancing the amenity of the whole area with the, you know, people have got to live their day-to-day lives as well, if that makes sense. So I would be minded to propose, but I'm happy if people don't agree, to say I agree with all the modifications and the TPO inherently in what it's trying to achieve, but as I think we can also support residents without detracting from the overall aim of the TPO, I would propose to support the residents' proposal on A. That's all, but I'll let someone else talk now.
I was wondering if there was a TPO on it and they did apply for having it pruned and having it managed on an annual basis, and it was done professionally and it was done in consideration with how it's leaning or whatever to make sure that it's actually not impacting on the driveways, whether that would also work.
Thank you. Andy?
Pretty much agree with Sarah. I think it doesn't affect the overall TPO, but it does affect one particular resident, and I think sometimes we've got to take that into consideration when we're looking at these things. You know, one out of all them trees is not, and presumably we'll have to replant another tree if it was.
I think when you're looking at what you're going to take into consideration, it is that you've got to have it's got to be expedience in the interests of amenity to make the TPO. So I presume what you're saying is it's the reverse, that one doesn't add to the, or isn't expedient in the interests of amenity of the area.
Okay, thank you for your
thoughts. I suppose it's just the precedent, isn't it? If you're going to say the one is, I'm not saying that that's not, if you're going to go under that line, I'm just saying it's just if you send it for one.
The only thing I would say that is every single person has had the opportunity to object. So they've all had that. So the precedent being set here is when given the opportunity to object, they've taken every opportunity to do so. So I feel that from just sitting in a room very isolated from it, gives the impression that the impact on those people is such that they are minded to object in every possible way they can. That's how I perceive it.
No, I see that. I just think it's just that obviously we're looking at it in the perspective of, you're saying, by that one tree not being in there, it's not going to affect the amenity. We just have to get to what are the grounds for objections, really.
Okay, so. Yeah.
Well, ground for objection is because they've objected. That's what I'm just trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are on report B, tree T10. Mr. Wilday. So that was the tree that Mark described as having. Can you just summarise that again, Mark, for me, please?
Yes, well, it is T10, flowery cherry. And I'm guessing what's happened is the tree officer has recorded it in the wrong garden.
Yeah.
And therefore, the person who owns that tree has not been notified. So again, it's more of a procedural issue to take it out to ensure that the TPO is not challenged.
Okay, so that's that recommendation. So that's understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then report C is tree T12, which has been removed previously.
Yes, it's
October 2022, for the evidence of the payment for that work. And then we have report D, which is the group. But we're adjusting it. The modification that is recommended is that we just include in the monkey puzzle, and then we need to come back to clarifying what the other trees are. So we're not looking at putting the three U's in under a TPO, just the monkey puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
And then report E is tree T23, which is already protected.
It's not, is it?
It's not, but that's what the owners felt it was, but isn't. Yeah. So that's just sort of making right what was already thought of originally. Thank you for the patience that's needed to look at quite a few things in conjunction with each other. And I guess the patience that's needed to understand that, what we thought of was the case at one point isn't the case now. And there's a lot of modifications to consider because of that. So, as a committee, we are thinking there might be a difference of opinion. So, Birgitta, you're thinking that you might have this
slightly different opinion on the T9. I appreciate totally what Councillor Fox is saying, what Councillor Dowd is saying. I'm still feeling that maybe the other option might be the better option.
To preserve the tree and have the work done with the advice of a proper assessor through the TPO process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be easier to make a, take a vote on each amendment.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Because I think it might get a bit complicated if we don't.
Might.
So, just to clarify, I think we've got a modification here to remove the tree, the T9, or to obviously just to confirm that order, or to confirm that tree in the order. So that's the two options, isn't it? So
it needs to be moved and seconded.
It does.
So you need someone to propose and second. And there are obviously two options here, so.
So if you move, yeah, we can move either first.
So I propose to remove T9.
Yeah. And have you got a second for that?
Second that.
Okay. So we need to take the vote then. All those in favour of the motion, which is to remove T9 from the order?
Two.
So those against? One, two. So the chair's got the casting,
vote.
So that means that hasn't been removed from the order, so that is going to remain in the order. Okay, so we've done taken that. So T9 is to remain. For 4.8, a representation belonging to the neighbour does not confirm the neighbour's property. I don't think we've got anything on that one. We just take the order. Is that to remain in? Mm-hmm. And do you want to move that then to say that you retain T10?
Can we to T10?
Yeah, yeah. So lovely. Yeah. We've got a second for that.
Yeah.
So then all those in favour of retaining T10 in the order. Right. So that one. C. Right. So we're saying that this. So the options are obviously that we keep D10 or that we remove it, because we've been told that it's actually been removed anyway in any effect. So so I suppose what we're saying is that we're going to remove that from the order because it's no longer there. So can I have a...
I'll propose that we remove...
You propose that we remove T12. We've got a second. All those in favour? Right, so T12 has been removed from the order. So then we have the representations in terms of a group of trees, G3, where we have a monkey puzzle with three U's, but actually we've identified the U's incorrectly, so they need to remove for legal reasons, in the sense that it would be an incorrect order. So the proposal is that we just make a modification to G3 and we take out the three U trees. So that we just need somebody to move that.
Move that.
That's been seconded. Oh, all those in favour of removing the three U's? So that's been carried as well. Then we have T23, don't we? So I don't think there was any on. Wasn't anything on that, was that? So that's to
keep it in the order.
To keep it in the order, T23. So does that, has anybody got, would move that to keep that in the order? Seconded.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So all those in favour? So that's to be retained in the order. Okay. So do you want to, because that's just to say that that's we want to confirm the order subject to the modifications.
Yes.
Do you want to take a vote on that? Do you want me to read out what those modifications are or not? Or are you okay?
I think it would, for the record, it would maybe not go through it all again, but just as a summary, if you can explain, if you can say if you all agree with those as put forward as we've gone through them individually.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to confirm the order subject to the following modifications. Which is removal of T12, yeah, and then we're going to remove the three U trees from G3, and that's what I think they're just the two, aren't they?
Yeah.
But then the order remains intact, other than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you want me to propose that?
Yeah, if you propose that.
I propose that modification to what we voted for.
Did you mention the cherry tree? The removal of the cherry tree?
I think we'd gone through them in the order, so it's just a summary.
T12.
Just, yeah. Sure.
T12.
Is T10 not being removed?
T10.
Yes, T10 was to be removed.
T10 to be removed, sorry. Yeah. Yes, it was. I've got it down here. So T10 to be removed, T12, and the three U trees. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you all. Thank you. So I think Now moving on to item five, which is Laura of Charlotte Six Hills Road, Boughton on the Walls.
Just we'd like to welcome in.
I'd like to say officially I'm very sorry for a hell of a time getting here. I do apologise. There was a temporary light all changed, broken. It's back working now, you'll be glad to know. I'm very sorry, very stressful to get here. I'm happy for you to carry on as chair.
Well, brilliant. Are you okay to work?
Yeah, am I right? Are you looking out? That's lovely. But again, I am very sorry for holding you all up at the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, yeah.
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 Thank you.
So, Sherry, are you okay to introduce the report?
Yeah. So, let me go again. So this is the Six Hills, and this is a report for a Charles Six Hills Road, Boughton on the Walls, Tree Preservation Board, 2023. So Dax, I know that you go on and now give you a delivery,
thank you.
Don't you?
Hello. Yes, so we were first made aware of the intention to fell the trees in this group. So it's a group of broadleaf trees. I was going to say native, but it comprises ash and horse chestnut, which aren't native, of course. We were informed of the intention to fell them by the Forestry Commission, who'd received a felling licence application, which they're largely bound to grant in most circumstances. But they're also bound to consult local authorities where trees are protected. And although these trees obviously weren't at the time subject to a tree preservation order, both ourselves and the Forestry Commission deemed that they were in the conservation area, and so they consulted us. And that was the main reason for placing the order in the first place. So the group lies along Six Hills Road. It's on the southern side as you're leaving the village of Walton on the Wolds. So it's a group of 10 ash trees, four horse chestnuts in early mature life stage. The group's been drawn up to exclude a tree that was already dead at the time of the survey visit, and we'll come back to that later. So there are no dead trees included in the order, and upon a site visit they all seem to be in fairly good condition, and they're providing quite an important role in sort of maintaining rural character as you entering the village or leaving the village of Walton, and also screening new development on behind the trees, which is subject to an ongoing enforcement case. There were irregularities with the way development was implemented, so there's a garage in the wrong place and so on and so forth, and various other things which add to the reason to maintain that screen. The Forestry Commission did get in touch with us and say that they'd negotiated a restocking order with the applicant, but our view was that the restocking order rather looked like a hedge mix, and there was quite a lot of confusion, it seemed, between what had been said to the Forestry Commission, at least in what they were reporting to us, about what the circumstances around the felling order were. And the Forestry Commission officer had the impression that this was to implement a planning condition, which was not the case. So there seemed to be a whole load of irregularities, and an important group of trees to protect. That's the basis of the order. There has been an objection, so the objection is in five parts. First part is that the group doesn't fall within the Walton Conservation Area, that the land is owned by Walton Free Range Eggs and not 16 Six Hills Road, and that the trees have suffered ash dieback, that restocking was specified in the felling application, and that the order was made after the 28-day felling licence consultation period has expired. So just responding to those objections, you can see in your appendices there are some aerial images which show the tree group in relation to the conservation area, and whilst it might be true that part of the group isn't in the conservation area, it is partly in the conservation area, but in any case what tree preservation orders don't just apply to conservation areas. The merit, the value of those trees doesn't derive from them being in a conservation area or not. They're the reason the Forestry Commission consulted us, but it doesn't make any difference to whether the trees are worth protecting or not. We're clear that whether the separate ownership of, you know, 16, wherever these trees are within the curtilage of 16 Six Hills Road or within land owned by Walton Free Range Eggs, it's the same person anyway. So the same person owns 16 Six Hills Road and Walton Free Range Eggs. So this seems just to be a technical objection which doesn't have any merit. And in any case, the order is there to protect the trees against cutting down, not against any particular individual. It's an order that applies, you know, wholesale, really.
I suppose just from there, it's just the consultation that it's been done correctly, but it clearly has.
I think so, yes. So there was an objection made on the basis that one of the trees was dead, but that was deliberately excluded from the order in the first place. It's not immediately apparent when you look at the order map, because it doesn't show where the dead tree is, but it has been excluded, and there are all living trees that have been protected. The Forestry Commission have been out to inspect this as well as us, and they've not reported ash dieback. It's fair to say, see a lot of claims made about ash dieback which aren't necessarily supported by evidence. It's around, it's certainly in the borough, and it can be very damaging, but the general approach recommended by Leicestershire County Council is that, you know, as with all tree diseases, a tree can be affected by disease, but it's not necessarily dangerous. And because ash dieback is an emerging disease, it's much better to wait and see what happens for a tree really to need felling before going ahead. And precautionary felling isn't necessarily a good practice, is what I'm saying. The correspondence, you know, well, the objectors said they had specified restocking. It's clear from what the Forestry Commission had told us that that wasn't the case. Although the stocking mix that's been agreed by the intervention, you know, following intervention from the Forestry Commission, looks appropriate perhaps for that location, they're native trees, it really does look like a hedge mix, and it's not clear to me what the purpose of this is. I think there's the possibility for those trees being overmanaged and managed as a hedge rather than the tree belt in the long run. And really, I don't think there's anything that the Forestry Commission or we could do about that were the trees not protected. If, you know, it's possible that those trees might develop ash dieback or die or, you know, need felling or thinning at some point in the future, the tree preservation order wouldn't prevent replanting with different species, especially, you know, if you can't plant ash at the moment anyway, so it would have to be different species. It wouldn't prevent that at all, but it would mean that the replanting would occur, otherwise removal would be complete and permanent. And then the final point, I think, is about the timing of the order being made, and the objector says that the order was issued after the 28-day felling consultation, felling licence consultation. That is true, but our objection to the felling licence was well within that period, and that explains it not having been granted in the first place. So that's everything from me.
Thank you, Rupert. So, members, have you got any questions you'd like to ask Rupert?
Yes, if that's okay. It's not a question so much as a clarification. Mm-hmm. I'm looking up, you might not have it in front of you, page 18, and looking at the two pictures, which are obviously from the other each side.
And these aerial street views here.
Yeah, the street views and then the map. So the street view, you can quite clearly see the sort of the what I think in my head is like a little micro copse.
The group is this group in the middle there, and in this view they're sort of most of the left, yeah, the left hand side.
And it's really sort of how it stands from that other side, because on the map it doesn't seem to indicate there's like a long row of quite high field boundary hedgerow, isn't there? Any sort of merging together? Is that...
There's hedgerow along the front. So the tree group is behind the hedgerow.
Yeah.
So the hedgerow's there anyway. And you can actually, I think if you look at that bottom picture, you can maybe see some elder there. And there's a couple of other bits and pieces, which I can't make out quite because the picture's not big enough. That aren't part of the tree group, but you can see the hedge there, and that's at quite a low height, and you can see the trees there are quite a lot taller.
But there's sort of very sort of an integration, there's sort of like a merge between the two groups, isn't it? That sort of
effectively, yes. Yeah, that's yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we don't have the any other questions, apologies for
the quick one. Do we know why they want to be moving?
It's really a little bit mysterious to me. I think there's a planning application in at the moment to regularise the incorrectly implemented development, and that requires some additional planting just here, and that's why I've included those. So I don't know. I mean, it would be nice if the ejector was here to explain that themselves. Mm. I think what's going on is that the objector, and you know, I'm only surmising, I don't know, but you know, to answer your question as best I can, and this is conjecture on my part, that they want to remove these trees and then put their planting here to maintain an access round the back, as if this were an agricultural worker's dwelling. It appears not to be. I don't know is the answer. They haven't explained why they want to remove the trees.
Thank you. So, as the objector isn't here, to ask any questions of Rupert or to present the case, we quickly can't ask those questions of the objector. So it's really into whether members of the committee require any additional information from any of the parties.
I have one quick question.
Yes.
I'm not sure who to direct this to. The five objections that have been raised,
mm-hmm.
I understand the responses we've given to all of them, and that makes sense in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it's on this land or this land, to do with the tree, if it's in the conservation area, you can still put a TPO on a tree that's not, etc. In terms of the issues they've raised and the responses that have been provided, is there anything that would stop this being a legal TPO?
Is there anything that would stop it being a legal TPO?
Like, for example, I understood that they put the felling licence in and that became a public document, and then there was a consultation period and the TPO was not raised before the end of the consultation period. It was their fifth reason, but what I'm asking...
I've looked at that, actually.
Okay. It was a new one for me. I've looked at it. It seems to...
It's okay, it's all right. It's just about, like you were saying, about the consultation, as long as you've got your consultation in before. So, yeah, there's nothing I didn't see. I mean, obviously, my only where I was is the fact that I've checked, and it's not actually in the order where we've made reference to it being in the conservation anyway, is it? So the actual order as it stands, it doesn't say it's conservation area.
Okay.
It's just in the surrounding documents, so I'm quite happy with that from a legal perspective.
It's an important question, though, because what happens when a felling licence isn't granted, that it then goes to the Secretary of State. Oh, so there'll be a process for the Forestry Commission to go through if this order is granted. Mm. Because the felling licence application will be refused, and there's a decision for the Forestry Commission to make then.
Okay.
And so there's that. But also there's the question about, it's normal for the Forestry Commission to consult where there's a TPO, and for other reasons, and it's not clear in the Forestry Act or the Town and Country Planning Act in my mind what those other reasons might be, but clearly I think they include trees in conservation areas. And I think it's important to say that to all intents and purposes, trees in conservation areas have the same protection or as a TPO until the point that somebody makes a license to do an application to do works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a criminal offence to do that work without, is that helpful at all?
And also, they can appeal that, you know, if there's a point where they're going to appeal that decision, they can always appeal this in tandem.
They can appeal to the Secretary of State
at the same time.
Yeah.
So it would ring together, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm not saying in any way that they would have grounds to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any further questions, information, clarification needed? Okay. So again, we're going to look at the process of a committee discussion, proposal and seconder, a vote, and then the legal advisor to confirm the outcome. So the committee, with the advice of its legal advisor as necessary, will now discuss this matter and then decide whether or not the order should be confirmed, and if so, whether or with or without modification. During this part of the meeting, parties may not participate, however, it remains a public meeting and parties may continue to observe if they so wish. So we're on to the general discussion. What are people's thoughts?
My thought would be to go for the tree preservation order without any, what's the word I'm looking for?
Modification.
That's it, modification. I think it's an integral part of the view and part of that side of Walton Village. I think it serves no purpose to the village for it to be felled.
Thank you.
I would actually totally agree with that.
Yeah. I'm minded similarly.
Yeah. Likewise, I think it should be two reasons for me. A, nobody come here to tell us why they want to fell, which seems a big thing. And plus, if we do put the TPO on it, it still allow works to be done if works need to be done. So it's not, by doing this today, we're not doing anything. And like you said, the actual looking at it, it's a nice thing to look at for the village.
So can I ask for somebody to propose?
So
that's without modification.
Yeah, so you propose to confirm the order,
mm-hmm.
don't you? The committee consider the reasons put forward for not protecting the trees do not outweigh their contribution they make to the amenity of the area, and therefore the trees should be protected.
Yeah,
to confirm the order. So, yeah.
Yeah. And the seconder?
I'll second it if you want.
All those in favour? Unanimous. So that order has been confirmed.
Thank you.
Close the meeting.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you for sharing us.